it looks like you guys are, or your office is co-leading this investigation. Is that correct?
So I have an identity theft unit, and in addition to helping people remove unauthorized charges and fraudulent charges from their credit, we also engage in investigations of these very large data breaches that take place across the country. So we are leading the Home Depot investigation along with Connecticut.
Okay, and then there's several other states involved as well, isn't that correct?
Yes, there will be other states involved, but we're also investigating the breach of Target, Michaels, Neiman Marcus. We just happen to have some very smart, technologically advanced folks in the office to handle just this. Unfortunately, what I can tell you is that over the years, what we have found is that companies simply are not doing enough to protect our financial information that they have. And so we consistently see situations where information is not encrypted, software is not updated when there are known security flaws to it. Companies take too much of our information sometimes, and they hold it for longer than they need to. And so companies could and should be doing more in terms of keeping our information safe. But in addition, it also puts all of us on high alert that we really have to monitor our accounts and we have to monitor our credit to make sure that we catch any unauthorized transactions as soon as possible and clear them up.
Okay, so in addition to some possible criminal activity, are you guys, as part of this investigation, trying to look at the way the companies themselves are handling customers' information?
That's exactly what we look at. We look at what was reasonable for the company to be doing? Were they using best practices? Were they employing the best technology that was available to protect people's personal financial information? And if they're not, we've got to make sure that they change that and they, you know, put those protections in place. And another issue that we look at is timing. And I think one of the concerns that people across the country are having in regards to Home Depot, that they had in regard to Target and these other breaches, is at what point did the company know that a breach had occurred? Because in Illinois and in most other states, there are breach notification laws that require these companies to alert their customers when that information has been obtained, has been breached. And the reason for that is, once that has occurred, there's a much higher likelihood that you are going to be a victim of some form of identity theft. So the sooner you know, the more vigilant you can be over your accounts and your credit to make sure that you are not a victim of identity theft. And if you are, you can clean it up as quickly as possible.
As part of this investigation, this is one of several that you mentioned. Is there any possibility of new laws coming out of this? Are you guys going to be pushing for tougher rules on how these companies deal with customer information?
I've actually testified in front of Congress earlier this year about a number of things. One, yes, companies need to be doing more. But two, we are seeing major breaches. At this point, it's weekly. And I really do think that there probably needs to be a federal entity similar to the NTSB, how they come in after an airplane crash, determine what took place, and then make changes so that those types of situations don't end up happening again. We need to start doing that with these data breaches. Every company, every hospital, every bank, every government entity has the potential to be hacked into, and people's personal financial information being obtained by cyber criminals and used for unauthorized illegal purposes. So much more needs to be done in this country, I think, from government, the corporate side, as well as individuals in monitoring and maintaining the security and safety of our information.
And one last question, Lisa. We've seen so many of these breaches, especially this year. Any idea if they're all connected somehow? Is this the same group, or is this disparate groups just targeting what they want?
You probably know as much as I do at this point in terms of who's actually responsible for the Home Depot breach. I have heard in the media that it could be the same people or the same type of malware that was used in the Target breach, but I think at this point that is not confirmed. What we do know is there are groups of cyber criminals operating out of Eastern European countries and other places that every single day are targeting large corporations, government entities, banks, hospitals, trying to obtain our personal information. And so this threat is not going away. It is not a matter of if, but when you will become a victim of identity theft. And one of the best things you can do is to monitor your accounts and to monitor your credit, because if there's a problem, you want to clean it up as quickly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, I would highly encourage you to get on my website, which is IllinoisAttorneyGeneral.gov. In addition to having an identity theft resource guide, I also run an identity theft unit And we have humans who answer our phones. And over the years, I've helped over 35,000 people remove over $26 million in unauthorized charges from their credit. So if you need help, if you have questions, please reach out. We're there for you.
Great, Lisa. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.